WordPress, blah, 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 blah. Welcome to the fifth episode of the WP Candy WordPress podcast, the official podcast of WPCandy.com. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Aaron.
I am Justin.
Nerd.
And we are here to sort of prehash WordCamp Detroit, which 3/4 of us will be attending this weekend, but Aaron can look at it and enjoy it through us vicariously.
Yes, I was really looking forward to going, but I have to go out of town that weekend and won't be able to attend. Although it would have been nice to hear Ryan speak. Except I get to hear that quite often, so I'm
not really looking. Most of the time, it's you waiting for me to stop speaking is the key.
I really don't listen. I just look at him and wait for him to stop.
Eyes glaze over.
Yep, but I was going over the list of speakers and their bios, and they seemed like it would be something really interesting to hear, and I'm actually a little bit jealous that you guys get to go.
So. You should be a lot jealous.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to find a way to tell you how awesome it is while we're there, some sort of feedback while we're at the Detroit conference.
Definitely going to wear my t-shirt back.
You'll be jealous. We'll buy you a t-shirt.
I would appreciate a t-shirt, actually.
Or maybe we'll just all come back with t-shirts and you can look at us wear them, and that'll be enjoyment.
Yeah, that's the same thing, I think.
So so I'm speaking on Saturday about multi-site and lots of other good speakers. It's good for the three of you because you're more users. It would be good for all three of you. It's good for you too because you're both WordPress users more than developers. So I think it'll be good to sort of, and like everybody should experience a WordCamp. You know, I've been to two in the past. This will be my third. So you're not really that far behind. I mean, not everybody gets to go to one.
Just from the short time we've been working on WP Candy, it's a really interesting community, and it'll be fun just to meet the other people that are at the conference, I think. The people we've met so far, like Ray and Justin, not directly through WordPress, but indirectly, and they're awesome, so I think it'll be a good experience.
Right. I think it'll be good to hear from, professionals, more or less, in this field. Being a beginner myself, I just started using it and catching the bits and pieces here and there from Ryan. You know, it's extremely interesting. It'll be great to get all kinds of different outlooks on WordPress and ways of using it and ways that Guru and WP Candy can utilize it.
Yeah, you guys, it's worth saying. I don't think we've formally introduced all of you guys to sort of the WP Candy audience. Of course, we relaunched WP Candy this summer, now as a part of the Guru Network, which is what we all have started. It's about a year old, and I guess it'd be fair to say that we are sort of creating niche-by-niche little content sites, all sort of with different goals, but I think it all kind of draws together in the end. Would that be, I think, I don't know, anything, any better way to describe Guru?
Well, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head.
Guru is everything right with the internet.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair way to say it.
Fix everything that's wrong.
And, you know, like you said, we focus on niche specific areas, such as cooking and
WordPress.
And WordPress.
It's kind of a niche specific
little,
thing.
Little niche. I mean, really, yeah. Do you want to? We should probably talk about the last thing that we did that. We really have kind of two main ones that we're juggling right now.
First Round Fitness is our second.
And that's a .com.
Yeah, firstroundfitness.com, of course. We have over 100 videos on how to work out, basically, through a fitness instructor at a local university here. And we're really excited about how well that process went. We actually published a book from that same author of all the videos. And it's just obviously still growing it, still trying to generate the content to get people there. But I think we're at a good foundation for it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're definitely using WP Candy right now, sort of focusing some energy and building a, hopefully a little audience that we can grow from. Yeah.
Right now, WP Candy is kind of our focal point right now. Not only because we use it here at Guru HQ. I mean, we use WordPress throughout all of our sites, and we're kind of learning how to use it, and Ryan's teaching us and mm-hmm. guiding us along. So
like a shaman.
He's a shepherd.
So we are...
We're your sheep.
We are learning about WordPress kind of as we go, and the more and more I get into it, and the more I'm starting to write about it a little bit, and... It's been really useful for us. And
so we launched something this week that we've been working on for, I don't know, a few weeks, a couple months, something like that.
What did we launch?
Seriously, you know, I keep telling you should read our sites.
Right.
We launched Theme Finder. It's at themefinder.wpcandy.com, or you can just go to wpcandy.com and go to the sidebar and visit it there. Theme Finder is... if you haven't checked it out, just go look. It's a lot easier to, you'll get it when you see it, you know, better than we can explain it. But it's basically a visual theme finder that you can use to sort through WordPress themes. We have, you know, about 400 or 500 in right now with more that we're adding each week, with the goal to be like basically the one place that you can go to visually sort through all the WordPress themes that are available online.
Mm-hmm. One-stop shop.
Yep. It's it really streamlines the process for, you know, people like...
Oh, well, streamline is such a douchey business word. Don't use that. Okay. That's not you.
Synergy of the program and the revenue streams.
Synergy!
Ryan has been trying to filter out our business vocabulary since three of us are or were business students at one point or another.
So Theme Finder, go check it out. It's awesome. We built it because we wanted to use it, and it works. So cool. Where do we all come from? A lot of the people on this site know who I am, but they have no idea who you guys are, aside from kind of Aaron, because they've started following him on Twitter now that he's posting on the site. Yep. Which
nice.
Yeah. It's another reason to write for WP Candy.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah. So where did you guys come from? How did you end up here? Like. With me doing stupid WordPress things.
Well, I came from the same town as Ryan. We've known each other since we were, I think, five. If I think my mom babysat for you.
Yeah.
Worst kid ever. But I went to the University of St. Francis, and I was a business major with a concentration in marketing. My final year there, we had a project to write a business plan, start our own business. I, of course, had no ideas or any idea where to start, so I went to Ryan.
You had at least four or five half ideas. That was
half
good.
Half ideas are what I specialize in. But I went to Ryan, and we talked about some things, and we came up with the idea behind Guru, and we went through that whole boring process that I'm sure nobody wants to hear about.
Yeah, no, that's not good radio.
But good. But no, that's where Guru started, and that's why I am here today.
And then I was the next one to come aboard. I contacted Justin because I heard about what they were doing, and I kind of thought that I could help. I went to college with Justin, and I also went to high school and kind of same hometown as Ryan and Justin, so we've known each other almost our entire lives. So
we basically thought the best way to ruin this friendship would be to start a business together.
Yep.
Just drive it all down into the ground.
Interesting tidbit is that when... Guru's initial stage was done, Aaron actually made fun of it before he became a part of it. He said, "Oh, that's a dumb idea." And then, for some reason,
look
joined
at your
us
dumb idea now.
Actually, I don't remember or recall that ever happening. So,
either or.
Actually, that's why I heard about it.
Oh.
Because it's like, what's this terrible idea that everybody's been talking about? Okay. I need to watch this crash and burn.
Well, now we know how Ryan, Justin, and I were involved with Guru.
Finally, right. Mr. Eric.
Right, I was
actually the, wait, Sir Lash.
Sir Lash.
At Sir Lash. You can follow him on Twitter.
I'm
He's sharing
really
all
excited
sorts
about it. Really excited.
He himself is a sort of shaman that has really honed in on the true essence of Twitter.
He's capitalizing on all that can be. So you're welcome, world.
Honestly, I think your tweets need to be read like in some sort of a, like a one of those like poetry clubs where they have like a stool in the corner with one light like hanging above it, and he sits there and says, "I'm standing up now.
That'd
now,
be perfect.
Now I dance."
Who's gonna do those
dance
the drum
us,
things? Where
yeah, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
so maybe we're in the wrong business, guys.
You know? I believe so.
Oh, we've said that plenty of times.
Yep.
No, I came aboard, again, kind of like Aaron. I had heard about Guru and what was going on. I went to school with both Aaron and Justin at the University of St. Francis, and was fortunate enough to be able to come in and jump on board here with Guru at first, and that's where I met Ryan, and he's become my shepherd and really brightened
my
world.
You guys are making me feel really weird. You come onto my podcast and you freak me out.
I don't think you're that special, Ryan.
I really
think you're overrated. If I had,
I'd say so too. Well, you guys would be the three, and people going to Detroit this weekend, if they're still listening, if they care about Word Camp Detroit. The people at here this weekend will see that all of the other gurus are the ones that carry the fitness end. Whereas I'm the one carrying, or at least helping with the WordPress end, because I am neither fit nor first round.
it's real interesting, I think, how the four of us complement each other in the business aspect of things. All together, it's really a nice fit, and things are going well.
I mean, I think it says something that we can sit here recording a podcast completely naked. I mean, that...
and not be weird about it.
Whoa. I have socks on.
Get those off. Oh, no.
So do you
want to talk about... Yes, what were we saying? Theme Finder. Yeah, let's
talk about Theme Finder or WordCamp.
I just want to talk about how we're all sitting here naked, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Anyways, Theme Finder.
Let's see, what else is worth saying about it? I mean, Theme Finder, it's only been up for a couple days, so we're still getting feedback on it.
Mm-hmm. Mostly positive.
Which
has been really nice.
And really, you know, the only, I guess, criticisms we have is just stuff that we could do to improve it, which we definitely want to do anyway. So,
kind of my note for all the companies that make themes out there is that you're all doing a great job. I mean, the first time I had experience with it was, like I said, back when I had to come up with a plan, and Ryan showed me some themes for a basic site that maybe five or six that he showed me, and after we put in the 500, and I'm sure the next 500 will be fun too, but you go through all the companies that are making themes out there, there are some really cool ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just being able to find them for someone like...
And at least two that are total crap will let you figure out which ones.
Yeah, there's some that are...
There's 498 really, really good ones and two that just suck.
That is a note I should add. So shame on you, a couple of your companies.
Yeah, disclaimer, those are our themes that we added.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, but with Theme Finder, we continue to evolve and grow, and we are adding many themes every day, really. The more and more we find, so if yours weren't included, don't feel bad, because...
Yeah, no, I mean, we've had some feedback that says, hey, why are my themes in there? Why aren't these themes in there? And, I mean, you know, mostly the reality of that is we just haven't gotten to it yet. You know, we had to pick a point and launch, and now we'll just look at kind of hitting, you know, the next cycle and getting another batch uploaded, and I'm sure if your theme wasn't in there this time, it'll be there next time.
Mm-hmm. And again, kind of reiterating, we appreciate all the feedback.
Oh yeah,
we really do. That's what this online community is about, and it's the only way to make things better. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And, some of the suggestions are awesome. Things like it's version one, so we'll get to them. But some of the things reiterated our own thoughts, and some of them are just good ideas that we hadn't thought of yet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when we all
we will steal your ideas.
That's true.
And we will tear them, and we will consume them, and they will make us stronger.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just listening from other people's perspectives has been really nice. I mean, when we sit here and work on this for hours at a time per day, you know, we don't...
Yeah, I would say there's at least 100 man hours put into Theme Finder from the start.
Well, I'd say it's about 50. Oh, 50. Man hours, 25 50 man hours, 25 yours, and then whatever hours that Justin and Ryan put in, I'd
you
have
know,
to say.
You know, you're absolutely right.
I didn't know anything about the Infinite. I'm learning a lot about it right now.
No, there are more boy hours, I would say, and hours were men. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Personal attacks. I think that's what people want to hear.
You know what? They just...
Well, what do you like to comment on the negative feedback on that?
I wouldn't call it negative, but we did hear a little bit of backlash, or at least concern about the inclusion of affiliate links on ThemeFinder. I would just say we have taken a stance right now that we are anti-advertisement on the site. We're not putting ads in the sidebar, and we're not putting ads in our videos and stuff like that because, on one level, advertising kind of destroys the internet,
just throwing that out there.
you know, not to be inflammatory, but so that's one reason. But being anti-ad doesn't mean we're anti making money. Like, mm-hmm. You know, we're not looking to. I mean, we love doing it, and you know, to some extent, I think we would be keeping it up to some extent as a hobby. But I mean, we're in this also to make money. You know, I would say almost as much as we are to make people happy,
yeah,
maybe even as much. We need to, you know, when we come up with new ideas, figure out ways to, you know, bring in dollars and make sure that we can keep spending hundreds of man hours on stuff like that. And in this case, I mean, we thought a lot about it to make sure that we weren't doing anything, dishonest or disingenuous or scammy with the affiliate links, because we take those seriously. You won't actually find those anywhere on WP Candy. You won't find them in the theme reviews that we do, in the book reviews that we do, or anything else. Like, you know, we don't try to stuff them in. But in ThemeFinder, we thought that we've created something that we want to use. We've created something that helps you hopefully find themes you didn't know about, compare those themes to other themes you might want to buy, and then hopefully make the buying decision. Or find a free theme. There's plenty of free themes in there. We've got a lot of free themes we want to add in there. And we think that's the perfect, if there isn't, I can't think of a really better way to use affiliate links than that. Mm-hmm. And that's where, I mean, if it really bothers you, I mean, I'll probably, I think I was mentioned to Aaron, I started putting together probably an editorial I'll probably put up on the site next week about this. If it really bothers you that there are affiliate links, then sure, okay, don't use it. But, you know, maybe think about why, because I'm doing this myself. I'm thinking about how I approach affiliate links. And, you know, I think just maybe try to analyze why you have an issue with it. Because, I mean, we think that it's not appropriate everywhere, but in certain places it is. We like it because it's not costing you guys any money or anybody who clicks or who happens to click or who decides to click. It just is a nice way to create something essentially free. Like, there's no cost to anybody. You know, we've created this, we put this out there, we could have kept it for ourselves, but, and so hopefully, you know, people will come around or more people will come out and speak to how they like using it despite us somehow making money from it because we are animals.
And we need to support our lavish lifestyle of the dollar menu at Taco Bell. So,
which, by the way, where's my tacos at?
Yeah, that is my official title here at Guru, is the official Taco Bell bringer. So
it's true. Check his name tag. It's there.
Mm-hmm. Because Ryan loves titles. It's what I've been told.
That's a different editorial, but not that much negative about ThemeFinder, mostly positive, and that's pretty much that.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys, because I honestly haven't looked a lot at the rest of the schedule for WordCamp Detroit, but I'm curious, maybe if you each, like, which of all of them most is interesting to you. Coming to this, you've never been to one before. Your experience within WordPress itself is somewhat limited. You know, about a year's worth of time, which is, you know, could be considered a lot of time. There's going to be plenty of people coming to WordCamps that have never been before, or never even know what it is. But they're like, oh, that's about computers, internet, blogging. Cool, I'll go check it out. What are you guys most looking forward to? And this will be interesting, I think, to kind of look back after Saturday or even Sunday and say, you know, was that really the most interesting or not?
For mine, I guess I would have to choose The Power of Video and Blogging by Casey Zaman. Sorry if I mispronounced your name.
Oh, you probably did. You probably butchered it. Vila.
But but just for as far as the application to our business, and I'm sure most of the WP Candy listeners don't know what Guru is really, but it's video.
Which is good.
It's getting there. It's video specific, so I think that could really help our business, mm-hmm. or at least help me to better understand how WordPress can help with that aspect of what mm-hmm. we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And that actually reminds me, I forgot to mention you guys, the awesome guy who makes our openers, who made the Guru opener, mm-hmm. Said that hopefully this next week he'll be able to get to the WP Candy one. Okay. Which would be sweet.
He's fast awesome. Turnaround too.
Yeah. So that's that. Hopefully, we'll be able to start adding to the beginning of WP Candy interviews and videos, and I'm sure it'll get us to make more videos because we just want to use it.
Absolutely. No, definitely.
But that's which day is that? Is that going to be Saturday or Sunday?
That is Sunday.
Yep.
Okay.
Our video and blogging again.
Mm-hmm. Casey Zeman. Okay. Cool.
Well,
Aaron, what can't you wait to see?
Well, the one. If I could have gone.
Well, I should say, actually, that just reminded me, and I love interrupting you guys, so I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
I know that at least last time I spoke to the organizer of WordCamp, which I should say, let me make sure that I pronounce it right, is Anthony Montalbano. I butchered it. Anthony
sure
M.
You did.
He's the organizer for Detroit this weekend. And last that I spoke to him, he said that there will be a live feed of the whole event. So there'll be something that, Aaron, depending on where you are and what field you're in, mm-hmm. When you're out of town this weekend, you might be able to pull it up somehow and watch. At least me, not everybody else.
Yeah, because I have never heard you speak for 20 minutes at a time.
Anyway, go ahead. What are you interested in watching on the live feed?
Before I was so rudely interrupted by our shepherd here, Ryan.
You just got to stop saying that. That's going to catch on.
being in my situation, a beginner, and not really knowing how to use WordPress per se or in an expert manner such as you, Ryan. But the one directly after WordPress theme hacks nearly mm-hmm. anyone can do. Do anything really. Yeah, by John Pratt. Even the title underneath it says "Afraid you might break something." Yes, every time I get on this, I think I'm going to break something because I am just learning how to use it, and I feel like I might delete everything from WP Candy.
The internet. It's gone. Sorry, everybody. So.
And everybody says, cries out in unison, "What did Aaron do?" And they just rise up and smite him.
That's what happened, actually, when Theme Finder and WP Candy, actually, everything went down the other day. Yeah. That was my fault.
So. Yeah. No, we blame you. Okay. No, I think I actually... I don't think I mentioned this, but it was down for about an hour, and it was a hosting issue. It wasn't our fault, but it happens. But in that time, I left my home. I found the hosting company's headquarters, and I killed them all with these hands. I did it, mm-hmm. and I'll do it again. No. Anyway, Eric, what are you looking forward to this weekend?
Well, hopefully, I don't make you mad. After that,
I that quickly forgot about what I had said. Right.
No, outside of the lunch breaks, no, kidding. I'm really excited about the social media for WordPress there. Justin Popovic, I believe, is how you would say that.
Yeah.
As well as some of the blogging, video and blogging, as Justin had spoke about there. Being a communications/marketing major at the University of St. Francis. We touch on this, and in a classroom you can only touch on social media and internet blogging as a source of building your business. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited to see how this is used in the WordPress realm, mm-hmm. as well as how it can benefit not only Guru, WP Candy, but you as users, me as a beginner.
Well, you as a social media user at on Twitter at
Sir Lash.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How you can best use your Twitter account at Sir Lash.
Please follow him. That's what we're trying to hit at. Follow
Do
Sir
it.
Lash.
Mm-hmm. In fact, next podcast I will be Twittering live.
Oh no!
I think it's tweet. You're gonna tweet
Twitter. I like toot. Why not?
Well, I've been doing that too. Sorry.
It's
gonna be an exciting weekend today. It really is. We're all looking forward to it.
It should be
fun.
Oh
no, you won't.
Hey, who knows? Maybe if I figure out how to do this podcast thing right, we can pipe him in and tell him about all he's missing.
Yeah. We'll see. I feel like you're gonna throw in a thing or two that may not be true about what I'd be missing.
What are you gonna say?
No, you go ahead. You go ahead. That's fine.
No, I was just gonna say we're also. I think Justin, you mentioned it. We're gonna be going this weekend also with the Guild Press guys. Guild Press is a new company that basically helps people create websites for their gaming groups, their guilds, their clans. And it's built on WordPress. We actually put an interview up on the site today about it. It's kind of a cool example of WordPress used as a service and kind of an easy way to jump in. They're doing some really cool things. You should check the interview out if you're interested. But those two, Ray and Justin, will also be hoofing it up to Detroit with us. So I'm sure we'll get them on the podcast and, probably say nothing interesting. But it'll happen. Definitely not. It'll be there.
Those two are fun to hang out with, though. And the podcast, the audio on the podcast, that is, or their interview there, is my fault. I'm sorry, everybody, but
you idiot,
not charge the batteries,
complete idiot,
on the mic. So,
well, the interview is funny because they're the first people that we've been able to interview in person because they're actually here around Fort Wayne, which is where we're based out of. I think that both of them are in Columbia City. They're around here somewhere. They're somewhere.
Yeah, everybody knows where Columbia City is.
Oh man, I know what I'm doing. So we were actually able to get in person with them. So we're like, oh cool, we'll set up the mics and do this thing right. It'll sound great. And then it just all went kaplooey. So we were stuck with camera audio, but it still works. It's there.
Right. A side note. I really hope that you do not mess up during your speech because the organizer, Anthony Montalbano, kind of sounds like he's in the Italian mafia.
Oh, so. No. Well, now I'm definitely going to make sure he listens to this.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
So, for any updates, I'll be tweeting live, too.
at Sir Lash.
At Sir Lash.
At Sir Lash.
Oh, no.
We just wanted to, there's plenty of WordPress news going on, but figured we'd just, get all the new guys on and kind of do a quick intro podcast before the weekend. That way it's not crazy overwhelming with all the new people. And we'll, jump back into the news. We might get into some this weekend. Probably be talking a lot about all sorts of WordPress stuff. So otherwise we'll just do this again next week and get back into the regular programming. You guys want to do the round on Twitter and where people can find you?
Oh yeah, you can follow me at Aaron Kugler. That's AaronKugler. That's my first name, last name.
Oh
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's really original.
I never knew your last name.
Yeah, it took me a while to come up with that one.
Well, I am a one-upper, and you can follow me at Justin D. Vella. It is D for Daniel, my middle name. So technically, all three are hit.
Really, the D in the middle—that's your middle name.
Yeah, it's pissing me off.
You have two first names.
After you,
and Eric, I forget what's your Twitter? I don't remember.
I'm Sir Lack. And if you want the most interesting, up to date alert and notices from this upcoming weekend, please follow me.
Or anytime, really.
Or anytime, really.
Yeah, just follow him for the weekend, then you can forget about him. Forget about that. All right, and you can follow WP Candy on Twitter. You can follow us online. You probably already are if you're listening to this. I'm Ryan Immel at Ryan Immel, and we'll catch you guys this weekend.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.